And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Apocalypse Babies. The more you drink, the better we sound. Listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a song by your band. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yes, so that was the Apocalypse Babies. This song is an old song. It's one of those songs we played it. I can't remember how many iterations of the band I've been in now. We've had a few different people and we've never really clicked. I think Asterix was never really happy with the way it was done, even the recording. But we've just started doing it in the band, and I don't know, it's the speed, is it the bounce? Don't know, but we seem to have really got, we cracked it. It's back in the set and we're all quite happy about it. But it's an old song, I think.
It was my favourite song when I saw you in Molesley.
There you go.
Yeah. I just thought it was absolutely fantastic and I didn't remember hearing it before. But maybe I have done, but not heard it quite like that. You know, that's it. I just thought it was absolutely brilliant. By the way, Tony, what is your band's website?
Obviously, the Imagine Asterix runs our Facebook page, so we haven't got a default URL. So you best go to apocalypsepapers.com. It will direct you there.
Brilliant. Well, that is without any grief at all there. It's Tony One, Paul Bean, isn't it? Nil.
Excellent.
And as promised, that was the first song we would play in the new year. And we've done that. I'm really pleased about that. Thank you for sorting it out, because I know I didn't actually have a copy of it. Now, this Roots thing you listen to as well, I know I've mentioned before, but you might recognise the tunes. The Roots brought out an album relatively late last year of kind of surf versions of Joy Division classics. That's what you used to do right now. I feel the need to mention it again because it's really, really good. And if you like Joy Division, I think this is a really good way to hear the things in a different way. Maybe refresh things. Anyway, speaking of refreshing things, if you got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Jeff normally provides, but this week he hasn't.
No.
And every time he doesn't, I think he's died. So we'll find out next. But in lieu of Jeff, and everyone else for that matter, feel free to send your jokes. We'll read them out. If you send enough in, you do get your own jingle.
Yes, yeah.
And I know you miss the Tina one, don't you? Because that was a cracker. But yes. I found a joke online. Not the way I was expecting to. I thought we got no joke. I know there won't be best jokes for 2025 yet. So I would Google the best joke of 2024. And all I found was constant puns and inverted commas, dad jokes, things that read all right on the page. Yeah, they're quite clever, but they're not that funny. They're all about the Edinburgh Fringe joke of the year. And then I found this random Reddit thread that was all jokes about Liverpool Football Club.
Right. Okay.
But most of them are really, really out of order about Liverpool. I don't want to do Liverpool down any more than the fact that they only got a draw against Man U and we beat them. Ha 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 ha. But I've adapted one as I'm a Nottingham Forest fan. So Tony, here we go. Often now, you see, before any show more than 5 years old on the TV, you'll get some warning about it not being woke enough. Right? You know what I mean? Mm. And I don't mean woke in a derogatory way. I just mean, oh, look, there might be, you might see this. This might use language we don't use anymore. This is Jay. I'm sorry it's not Future Speed. Is it Demolition Man, the one I'm always on about?
Oh, that was, yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's like, this is not suitable for Demolition Man. Right. But anyway, this one's not suitable for anyone, but I fucking love it. I've adapted it. And right. I have to ask you this, Tony, right? Like, why do pigeons fly upside down over Derby?
Don't know.
Because there's nothing worth shitting on. It'll work for any town, any rival town. It's brilliant, isn't it?
That's good.
Next time I see a Frenchman, I'm going to be doing the same one about Paris.
Nice.
Right. So anyway, if you can do better than that, and frankly, you might not be able to, because I think it's a cracker, if you can, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, Comedy Subs, Joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Right, two songs in a row now. They both come from the latest selection from Damnations, which is the Damn It thing, isn't it, that I know you're always on about. No, you're not always on about. You know more about that than I do. They send a load of songs each month that are included in a kind of thing they do themselves where you can buy each one for 50p or something, right? We're playing two in a row. These two are great. Stay tuned for Market Wholesale, who I had a lot of trouble finding, but in the first instance, the Kalashnikovs, Tony, as you would maybe think, they were originally a Clash covers band. Now they're doing their own material in a kind of Clash style, and I put them down as Southwest England High Octane Pogo Makers.
Ooh.
I think they've called themselves High Octane Pogo Makers, but it works. What I want to know is, what is The Kalashnikovs' Facebook page?
facebook.com/TheKalashnikovs.
In that incredibly unfair way that often happens, it's facebook.com/Kalashnikovs. CLASHNIKOVS. Paulie being in set one, Tony one, stay tuned for Market Wholesale. This is Enough is Enough. Squeak, 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 squeak.
Where does all that profit go? is enough. Fed up bullshit. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Fed up bullshit.
Mongolo.
You're listening to Rich Morton's Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Market Wholesale, a track called Lost Myself. They are fictional skate punk from nowhere, but before I explain that, can't find a website for them, can't find anything about them. They came via Damn It Records. What's Damn It Records' Bandcamp page?
Dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
It is dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 2, Paul Beat and Instead 1. I really don't know much more about them than that. I tried ever so hard to find them. Even their own biog doesn't give much away, which suggests to me that they might be one of these, like, I wonder whether they are from the Manchester area and are a bit of a kind of a local supergroup.
Right.
They've got a few different people from a few different bands and they've done that, but I genuinely don't know. If you can find out any more about them, let me know. Market Wholesale, if you're listening, do us a favour. But that's that. Tony 2, Paul the Instead 1. That is a cracking song, by the way. This Damn It Records one this month is a really, really good one. Check him out, dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. Have you got any Facebook comments for us, Tony?
No.
Oh, no. Well, you better tell people about it. And then, fortunately, I've got something we can do instead.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you have got Facebook, it's a dwindling thing, but do check us out if you can. Facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave the comment, do get in touch. As we say, if you respond to last week's show post, that's the easy way to do it. Just reply to that, we'll see your post. Or put it in the group, the punky group. Whichever, really. But we understand. It's Christmas has been a while, and it's first week back. But you know, catch up. Get some comments in, please. Thank you very much.
And I had a feeling that we maybe get everything we needed this week because of the new year. So, I've only gone and done a quiz. Time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, 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 quiz time.
What a tune.
Oh, it's been a while.
What a tune. Right, Tony. This week's quiz time for Tony. Like, I'm doing it the way we normally do. There are three questions.
Okay.
Right? But you've got a choice on each question, right? This week, I'm titling it Maths or Music.
Ooh.
So you got the choice each time. I can ask you a maths question or a music question, all right? So for question one, what do you want, maths or music?
Oh, God, they're both my favourite things in the world.
I know, you love them.
I'll go maths.
Maths, okay. Who said 2 plus 2 is 4, minus 1, that's 3? Quick maths.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Don't know, it was Big Shuck. It was about 10 years ago. It came out. It was a fantastic, one of these sort of grime rap things. I got it in the, it's called Man Not Hot. If you don't know what it is, it just, if you Google Big Shaq, Man Not Hot, you will not be disappointed. But anyway, there's a line at the start. It goes, 2 plus 2 is 4. Minus 1, that's 3. Quick maths. Right. Anyway, that's your maths question. You might know he's in that maths question. It was really music.
Well,
I don't know
it?
What I've done here. But anyway, question two.
Music.
Or music. You're going straight with music.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Straight with music. What is the square root of Posh Spice?
I've no idea.
Well, Posh Spice has got 9 letters.
Right. They're 3.
It is 3. You've got there with only a little clue. Nice one, yeah. So, you can see the fun I had writing these. Yeah. I'm such an arsehole. So it's 1-1. Although it's not really, you don't really win, but it's 1-1.
Yeah.
Last question. This is a big one, Tony.
Let's go math again then.
No, hang on a minute. Let me say.
Oh, okay.
Maths or music?
Maths.
De La Soul said 3 is the magic number. Why were they wrong?
No.
Nuclear physics, mate. In nuclear physics, a magic number is a number that represents the number of protons or neutrons in an atomic nucleus that is strongly bound and stable. The conventional magic numbers are 2, 8, 20, 28, 50, 82, and 126. Not a 3 in fucking sight, which means that De La Soul, rather like yourself, Tony, are losers. Yes, 2. There you go. And that concludes Quiz Time for Tony.
Quiz Time for Tony. Tony, Quiz Time.
What a jingle.
I don't think I did very well this week. You're going to let myself down.
What a jingle.
Let me down. It is a great jingle.
But the thing is, you've got to bear in mind that I am a 54-year-old child. And I had to extensively research that third question to get the answer I required. Anyway, I can safely say now, and a lot of you listening, anytime you hear 3 is the magic number ever again, you go, nah, that's a lie. That's a lie, mate. Nuclear physics, look it up.
It's a prime number and a perfect number, isn't it? But it's not, oh, that's, I know that much.
Nothing fucking magic about it.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Not as well.
Do you know what a perfect number is? You read Reacher, don't you? Yeah, but you remember it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Is it perfect?
I don't remember the maths in Reacher thing.
When you add every, it's, you know, 1 plus 2 is 3. I think it's the sum of all its preceding numbers. I think it's perfect.
The 1 plus 2 is 3, and then 2 plus 3 is 5, and then 3 plus 4 is 7. Do you mean like that?
I don't know. I think it's always perfect.
Is it like 2 plus 2 is 4? Minus 1, that's 3. Quick maths. If Reacher had said that, I'd have been well impressed. Right then. Something else I'm well impressed with, Tony. Slow Burning Car. Do you remember Slow Burning Car?
This really rings a bell.
It should, Tony, because a long, long, long time ago, I'm thinking 2007, 2008, we got a Slow Burning Car CD to the Punky Radio PO box, right?
Right.
And we played it. And then they got in touch to say, actually, Troy out of the band got in touch to say that they were going to be doing a gig in London and would I like to go along? And I went, yes, I would. So I went down to the gig in London. It was a midweek gig. It wasn't very well attended, but they were brilliant. And I got on quite well with Troy. And he said, listen, if ever you're in LA, look me up. Anyway, the year later, 2008, I went to Los Angeles and I looked him up. He had his own radio show in Los Angeles and I went on it as a guest.
Oh.
And then I heard nothing from them.
Oh.
For 16 and a half years. And then they've got a new album out and it's been sent to us. So, it might be new EP. We got sent 4 tracks. What is Slow Burning Car's Facebook page?
facebook.com/slowburningcar.
It is. You might not have done well in Quiz Time for Tony this week, Tony, but right now it's Tony 3, probably in Internet 1. facebook.com/slowburningcar. Hello to Troy. In fact, hey, tolo to Troy. I will be getting in touch with you to tell you we're playing this. But this is Hard Time Walking. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Slow Burning Car, Hard Time Walking. Find out more, facebook.com/slowburningcar, and Heg Tolo to Troy. Before I ask you what you did last week, I will just say that in the majestic quiz time for Tony this week, what is the square root of Posh Spice? It was actually nearly what is the square root of Bill Wyman, right?
Right.
Because I couldn't find many famous rock stars in that actually had 9 letters in their name. And then I thought, Bill Wyman, that is a bit old, isn't it? And Posh Spice is a bit old, really. And I just realised I could have had Ed Sheeran. But I'm glad we didn't.
No, exactly.
Fuck that ginger.
Or Radiohead. Sweet. But that's not really a thing, is it?
Oh my God, Tony. You're right, of course. that seems to be one. That means the square root of Radiohead is the square root is the same as the square root of Posh Spice.
So therefore, Posh Spice equals Radiohead.
So Posh Spice equals Radiohead. So you get your maths in there somewhere. And Posh Spice divided by Radiohead there's that emo act, isn't there, called A?
Oh. Yeah. Is it A1? Yeah. It's A, isn't it?
A, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's right. It's just A, yeah.
birthday, yeah. So let's go through that again. So, let's look this way. Posh Spice divided by Radiohead is A.
Right.
I think
no.
so.
No. The square root of Posh Spice. Oh, fuck it. Why did I go down this road? Did you do anything last week?
So it was New Year, wasn't it? So was that last week? Yeah, it was. Yeah, so we had New Year. So did you do anything before New Year? New Year was quiet. I think we played some Trivial Pursuit. And then watched the fireworks. We watched a film. I can't remember what it was. Oh, we watched Wicked. That's what we did.
Oh, yeah, what did you think of that then?
Yeah, it's all right. It was all right. Everyone keeps telling me it's the best film ever made. It was all right.
Is that Green Fat People?
No, there's no fatties in it. No, I don't think so.
No
fatties in it.
Oh, that's what I said, Green Black People.
Oh, it's the Green Fat People. No fatties in it. No fatties, no. Yes, that's the one. Yes. Yeah. So it's Wizard of Oz prequel kind of thing. It was all right, to be fair, but I was expecting it to be great, but it was all right, is what it was. But I thought we'd watch it. Everyone could say it's the best film of the year, so I watched that before the year ended. Apart from that, moved into the new office.
What's it like?
It's all right. I can see into the Mayfair from my window.
Sweet.
So I'll be keeping an eye on them. And it's all right. Yeah, it's big enough. I've met my landlord. It's a crazy situation. I think I am subletting off somebody who's subletting off somebody else. It's all a little bit of a mess in there. But I've got my room. I paid my rents. I've got a contract, so I think I'm all right. And yeah, that seems to be going all right. And that's about it, really. In the weekend. Not a lot. I haven't really fully got to grips with the year starting yet. It's always that period between New Year and now is all just a bit of a fumble. But I guess this is the first full week back this week, so I should see what happens. How did you go on? What did you do last week?
Well, I binge watched the whole of the new season of Rogue Heroes.
Okay.
And enjoyed it, but not as much as the first series.
Right.
I've started watching Traitors.
Okay. Which
this series, I thought this is going to be shit, this series, and it's brilliant so far. It's really good. I'm enjoying Nottingham Forest. Refuse to do anything other than win. Let's hope they keep that up. I got very annoyed with Mark Chapman, Chappers.
Why?
Who on the radio commentary on BBC and on Sports Report kept calling Basford United Bastard.
Right, yeah.
Also, I did watch the original. I watched Black Panther.
Okay. Right?
Now, you might remember that I did a scathing review of Wakanda Forever.
You did. You did not like that film.
I did not like Wakanda Forever at all. But you said that Black Panther was really good.
I thought
I watched that. I think it's even shitter.
Oh, really?
I've got a major problem with it, which is actually the white characters. Right, the two principal white characters are a CIA agent from America,
yeah,
played by an English actor,
yeah,
and a South African guy, nasty numpty,
yeah,
played by a British actor,
yeah.
Isn't that cultural appropriation?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably is.
I also thought the film was absolutely shit and had a shit finish, and that is regardless of colour. I thought, as Marvel films go, I thought it was really weak. I actually thought it was a bit kind of stereotypical. If you think about what white people historically have thought about what Africa's like, I thought they played up to that a bit too much. But anyway, what do I know? Also, New Year, I stayed in for, I think, the first time ever.
Huh.
And I stayed in. And it was fine. And I turned over. I was watching Duran Duran live from Manchester. A very odd gig indeed. And about two-thirds of the way through it was about to hit midnight. So I switched over to BBC News. Saw them make a mess of New Year. Because earlier in the day, they said the New Year has happened. It's already happened in Australia. And shortly after that, in New Zealand. What are you talking about? But anyway, as it hit New Year, the neighbours out the back of my house started doing a firework display, which seemed mostly to be bangers. I lasted about 30 seconds into the new year before I opened my kitchen window and shouted, "Fuck off, wankers!" It's the first thing I said in 2025. We'll talk about my New Year's resolutions after this bit. I want to do another song now. It's time for something from the vaults. It's not from our vaults, but it's from the vaults in that it's a cover version of an old song. There is a Philadelphia metal covers band called Corners of Sanctuary that we played a couple of weeks ago. We've since been sent through their version of a rather well-known Black Sabbath track. But before we play it, what is Corners of Sanctuary's website?
Cornersofsanctuary.com?
It is, simple as that. Cornersofsanctuary.com. Tony Four put it in Instead One, and this is Paranoid. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Corners of Sanctuary and Paranoid. And I've got to say, when it started, I thought, this sounds a bit slow. But then I listened to the original again. And actually, it's a much slower song than it is in my head, Paranoid.
Yeah,
and
it's quite slow.
I wonder whether we should do a fast version. What do you reckon?
Yeah, could do.
I think we could do a cracking fast version. Make it maybe under 2 minutes, really rock it out. What do you reckon?
Yeah, we can do that.
At some point, or even maybe the Apocalypse Babies could do a proper fast version of it. Who knows? Maybe. Might be something you're up for. Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know how Asterix feels about Black Sabbath.
He tends to stay away from well-known covers.
Yeah, I know. But
again, he does bloody Teenage Kicks, or he wants to do Teenage Kicks.
Yeah, but I reckon to save me the bother. I reckon you can do a cracking version of that. Right then, if you want to find out more about them, cornersofsanctuary.com. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's international gig guide.
La la la.
Yep. if you've got a gig for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, how much are they playing, who are they playing with. It is international, you know, you can email me, not many of you do, you haven't done this week, I have found one, all of them on my own.
Well done.
Thank you very much. This Saturday, the 11th of January, we're well into 2025 now.
Already?
111.
It's another gig at the station. Now, we've played this a few times. We played this recently with the Misspelt.
Is that a place in Stockport?
This is Ashton-under-Lyne.
Not far from it. Ashton-under-Lyne, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So this is the Station Hotel in Ashton-under-Lyne. Good little venue. It's small, but if you get 10, 15 people in there, it's you get a nice little vibe going on. It's free entry. They've got three bands on. They've got the Bare Knuckle Strollers, UK Descent, and Tiny Forehead.
Well, I hope they fill it.
I hope so. It's a Saturday night, and the guy who puts it on is a really nice guy. And they're always good nights. So if you are in the Ashton area, nothing to do, check it out. It is free. It is the station, you'll find it. Ashton-under-Lyne is
all
not
that money you spent over Christmas and New Year. Here's a freebie courtesy of Mr. Tony Hearn.
There you go.
Yeah,
get yourself to the station.
I'm sorry. So that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
It wouldn't help me with my mind. Right, next song. Mm-hmm. This is a band who I think is from Liverpool. They're described as being a bit like Oasis, but having listened to this track, I saw a lot of aspects of the band Space, who are from Liverpool.
Okay.
So I'm calling this band the Mags O-Spaces. Get on the track. Right. What is the Mags website?
The Mags.band?
TheMagsOfficial.com. TheMags. And just as an aside, Troy from Slow Burning Car was in another band that when I was in LA, I saw them. They were called the D Mags. How about that?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the Mags. I think this song's great. This is My Girl, My Heart.
My head.
You're listening to The Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Mags, My Girl, My Heart. Find out more at themagsofficial.com. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. So I've got to start, practicing for this wedding band thing. I keep putting it off. Because, you know, yeah.
It's a hateful idea.
Although we are playing Gay Bar, and I do quite enjoy it. So yeah. I learned that riff, and that is fun to play.
Sweet.
Apart from that, so full first week of the office, I'll be just officing it out. I've got to set up a little bit, move things around a bit. I've got to take some ownership in my office, and then just do work. There's no band practicing coming up. We haven't got baby's gig for a few weeks, so I think it's a bit of a nice steady start to the year. It's probably mostly work. What are you up to?
Well, I think you should get for your office, I think you should get one of those old Big D Nuts calendars that you see in pubs. each time you took a pack of nuts off, you saw a bit more lay there. Only when you remember those.
Gotcha.
Fantastic. So this week I'm going to continue watching Traitors. Mm-hmm. I have tracked down an Indonesian illustrator on Fiverr who's going to do the pictures for me for about £300, which is, it's about the ballpark, I think, really. And I'm very happy with him, so I'm going to be sending him that everything this week.
Brilliant.
Got a thing down here that says tickets, but I don't know what it means. Oh, yeah, I do know what it means. I've made progress with my fight with the council with the parking tickets.
Okay.
Now, they have turned down my first challenge, so
right.
So I can now appeal it. So I'm now appealing it. No, actually, my second challenge. So my first challenge, the appeal was turned down, but I can appeal that. So I've appealed that as well. I'm just trying to drag it out. I know I'll end up probably having to pay them. I just want them to earn the money rather than just sticking something on me they shouldn't have done. Also, I'm running out of time to do my tax return, Tony.
Oh.
And it won't take long because I didn't earn any money last year. But but anyway, that won't take long. And we got two songs in a row now. And one of them, the first one we're going to play, I'll say now, they're both friends of the show. They've both got a kind of fairly similar gravelly voice, but they're different enough that I think you will appreciate them. And the first one is none other than Degenerates of Punk. And I got an email from Jimmy West, formerly of the Frenzy of Tongues, who is the mastermind of Degenerates of Punk. And I'm going to read it out. It's a fantastic email. He says, "Hey, buddy, long time no see," which is probably best for you, me, and the planet. Now, he's right there because the first time me and him met, you might remember, was when they went to Dublin and I went to see them. And in Dublin that night after the gig, I got him absolutely leathered and he was sick down one of the other members of the band's girlfriend's back. Anyway, he said, "Here's our new unreleased single. I'd be honoured if you would play it and possibly mention our vinyl pre-sale. Need to sell 100 in 2 months or it doesn't get pressed." They brought out an album. "They need to sell 100 in 2 months or it doesn't get pressed. And then he's put, thanks, Jimmy motherfucking West." I didn't know that was his middle name.
Oh.
But quite clearly, his parents were visionaries. So, you can find out more about Degenerates of Punk and indeed how you can get hold of their album. And this is an appeal, really. If you do like vinyl and you want to help out a band, do buy it. What is Degenerates of Punk's Bandcamp page?
Degenerativepunk.bandcamp.com.
It is. DegenerateS, degeneratesofpunk.bandcamp.com, making it, I believe, Tony 5, 40 Minutes Internet 2. And this is I Try.
Through the ground.
Santacist.
Healthcare created a monster, so I'm right the letter to the HIV. The teeny, wealthy, greedy monsters, it's in my letter to the HIV. Thank you, monsters, for murderous plans. Thank you, fraudsters, for turning your backs. Delay, delay, delay till you die. Just read my letter to the HIV. Massive profits depend on the screw. I write the letter to the HIV. CEOs are the buffer zone. It's in my letter to the HIV. You don't give a damn about the human factor. It's written on the bullet story, HIV. Thank you, deniers, we're buried alive. Thank you, delayers, we're not fading away. Yeah. Delay, delay, delay till you die. Just read my letter to the HIP. Massive profits depend on the screw. I write the letter to the HIP. CEOs are the buffer zone. It's in my letter to the HIP. You don't give a damn about the human factor. It's written on the bullets for the HIP. Thank you, deniers, we're buried alive. Thank you, delayers, we're not fading away. HIP. 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 Fuck the HIP.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scanner, a track called Letter to the HIP, or Letter to the Hip, as it's written, but HIP in capitals. They are what I would call horror punk from Pennsylvania, but there's more to them to that. And hello to Joe and the band, because they've been getting in touch with us for years, and we love them. What is Scanner's Bandcamp page?
Scanner79.bandcamp.com?
Here, Scanner1979.bandcamp.com. .bandcamp.com, make it pull the internet 3, Tony 5. You still won this week, but at least I've clawed a bit back. Great song as well. I don't think they've ever sent us anything that we haven't wanted to play.
No.
Even with the offshoot bands and things they've done. What was that band called? Something After Midnight. Was it Dead After Midnight?
I can't remember.
But anyway, I just think they're a great band. They know what they're doing. And, well, I certainly know what they're doing. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. But in comparison to me, they definitely know what they're doing. You can find out more, scanner1979.bandcamp.com. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Is it Elon Musk?
Not yet.
Oh, right, okay.
It's coming though, isn't it?
Yeah, let's hear the thing.
It's a twat, it's a twat, it's a twat, it's a twat.
Shiny elbows.
It was indeed.
So what you got?
I'm waiting for the Elon Musk one. I'm interested in it. We might have all interested in it, but I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, like, he should not be getting involved in how the British government deals with grooming gangs in Rotherham.
He shouldn't be getting involved in anything, really. He's also getting involved in the German one as well.
Yeah, there's a level of interference here that I think you need to do something about. And, quite frankly, if the British government decided to ban X in British territories, I wouldn't mind.
Nah. I think no one noticed much, really.
No. Except that the BBC keep bringing it up, because, as I say, they used to love Twitter, now they love X, because it's an easy thing for people to get in touch with them and actually keep it short. But anyway, yes, go on then.
So if you've got a twat to nominate, don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Every twat received with thanks, all twat responded to. Let me know your twats. Just been in touch.
Hectolo, Steve.
And he says, Hectolo, Tony. In what I think is the beginning of the end for independent journalism, ABC News and anchor George Stephanopoulos agreed to settle a defamation suit brought by President-elect Trump by issuing a public apology and providing $15 million to fund Trump's future presidential library. Jesus. Trump sued the network and the anchor in March after Stephanopoulos repeatedly said during an
interview... You like saying that, don't you? Are you
Stephanopoulos?
Start calling your partner that.
Yep. Good dude. Repeatedly said during an interview...
Oi, Stephanopoulos, where's me dinner? It's in the dog.
The jury found Trump liable for rape in a lawsuit brought by advice columnist E. Jane Carroll. The jury had found Trump liable for sexual abuse under New York law, but not rape. I would have liked to have seen Trump's lawyers explain what Trump actually did and why the difference between calling someone a rapist instead of a sex abuser is worth $15 million. Instead, ABC is worried about what President Trump could do to them. So they paid him off. ABC News from New York City is a twat for caving in because Trump won re-election.
I don't blame them because obviously ABC News want to have access to the government over his term as much as anything else. And if he turns around and says, we're not giving you anything, they have to get all their news from CNN and Fox, don't they? So
he probably will anyway. I think during the last time he would refuse to talk to people if he doesn't like the reporter. So he can't really win his favour over.
It is a litigious society, the United States, though. And
this is true.
No real surprise, is it? We're getting that way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting that way much more than we were, but it's like it just seems every time anyone does anything someone doesn't like, they sue them. It's like, yeah. Let it go. Well, like, you know what I mean, though? It was like someone shot at him. If that bloke hadn't been killed, what would have happened then? Would he have been sued?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Don't know.
They seem to kill you or sue you, the Americans, don't
they? Yes, there's no middle ground, is there?
Yeah. What happened to give everyone a big hug?
That's right. That's what we're about, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how we roll. So we're having this, then? We are having this, aren't we?
Of course, God,
we
are. Yeah.
Yeah. So for caving in because Trump won re-election, ABC News from New York City.
New York City!
Is a twat.
You just said that. Okay. Let's hear the thing.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a
twat.
Bernice, indeed.
One last track this week, Tony. Miss Georgia Peach. We love Miss Georgia Peach. She is, now, I think she's from Atlanta, Georgia. Miss Georgia Peach. The Georgia Peach is a famous thing in the United States. I don't think we're so familiar with the concept of the best peaches in the world being from Georgia. But they might not be. But you know what? Like the World Series in America, it's the best thing in America. They still think it's the best thing in the world, don't they? Miss Georgia Peach, anyway, is great via Rumbar Records. And this time, she's done a new album where she's backed by Nashville Pussy.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Who I think we might have played them on the show before.
We did. Like, yeah, we have done. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a great song, a great way to finish this show. And also, we started with a song called The More You Drink, The Better We Sound. And as you know, Tony, when I couldn't remember the name of that, I did send you a text saying, what's that song called again? You get it back, the more you drink, the better we sound. I said, I know that, but what's it called? Because I'm such a child. I didn't mean it. It wasn't a setup. It just happened. Anyway, this one is a great way for you to just make us shut up, everyone else shut up. It's brilliant. You'll find out why. What is Miss Georgia Peach's website?
MissGeorgiaPeach.com.
It is MissGeorgiaPeach.com. Tony, 6... Poorly Beaten's deck 3, shut up and drink your beer.
I'm sure that you have got your share of problems, but I don't intend to help you shed a tear. suggestion. Oh, why don't you shut up and drink your beer? No, don't give me all that bull, I'm tired of hearing. Oh, just get drunk, don't blow your smoke in here. I just can't stand no more of your sad stories. So please, shut up and drink your beer.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Miss Georgia Peach and Shut Up and Drink Your Beer. Find out more, missgeorgiapeach.com. Maybe you could tell people one or two ways they can listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Late show's on at the front page. Do check it out. You can find us online, various stations like punkyradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkson.com. If you were down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify
app in the podcast section. Also Amazon, Amazon Music in their podcasts. Dang. And don't forget, if you get yourself one of the Alexa devices, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. You go to the skill store, you search Punky Radio, you download it. It's free. Costs nothing. Thanks to Poco for that. Making Alexa dirtier and dirtier every year we go on. As is our want. But yeah, and that's about it.
Yeah, and I did mean to say that as of this evening when we record this show, I will be watching a new thing on BBC called Playing Nice. I've read the book, and the book is absolutely fantastic. And if this thing is half as good as the book, it will be worth watching. I'm giving you no more information than that. I didn't know the way the story would go. If you haven't read the book, just watch it. I think you'll like it. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't, yeah.